KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego. It's time to take a trip around San Diego high schools and get the inside track on what's happening with their football programs. It's the High School Football Show with John Quintero. Brought to you by Lolita's, San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. Now huddle up. Here's the coach, John Quintero, on 97.3 The Fan.
As we dive into the 10 o'clock hour, thanks for joining me tonight on the High School Football Show. Going to 11 o'clock, we may even have an opportunity to take some phone calls. Braden Suprenant will be along at the bottom of the hour. We'll start taking a look at all the matchups tomorrow night in the semifinal games in the different divisions. Also take a look at that Open Division Championship on Saturday night out at Southwestern College between Cathedral Catholic and Torrey Pines. As we finished up the 9 o'clock hour, we had Chris Thompson, the head football coach of Mira Mesa, on. He is going to take his Marauders up the mountain tomorrow night to take on Valley Center and their longtime head coach and guy that I've known for many years. Rob Gelster joins us on 97.3 The Fan. Robbie, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing, John?
Doing really well. 21 years up there in Valley Center, right?
Yes, 21 glorious years.
Hey, let's back up to when you left Orange Glen to go up to Valley Center, and everybody pretty much knew you were going to be their first head coach. What was it like opening up that school and having a brand new football program?
Well, it was a lot of work, and I remember John Carroll questioning my decision to go up to Valley Center. I think he said, "Rob, I don't think you're going to win up there." But anyway, it was a lot of work starting from scratch. I remember practicing at the middle school and not having our own facilities when we started out, and you know, starting out with maybe about, oh gosh, I think we had like 25 guys on our first team because we didn't have a senior class. But yeah, that was a long time ago.
Let's talk a little bit about this football team this year. You guys are 8-3 right now, and I've read a lot about some of your players, and we'll get into them in a minute. But it really sounds like you've got a really good group of seniors this year that are pretty good leaders.
Yeah, five of our seniors started for us as sophomores. KJ Mazzetti, our quarterback, is a 3-year starter, and then Ed Hill, our big offensive tackle, 3-year starter. We have a couple linebackers, Sid Weddington and Ben Wieringa, who are 3-year starters. So we have a lot of experience on our football team, and they're really, really good kids and just really fun to coach.
Let's talk about Mazzetti a little bit. He's put up some pretty big numbers, and I mean, he can throw it, but he's a really good athlete and can move around a little bit, right?
Yeah, and, you know, our offense, we try and be as much 50-50 as we can as far as run and pass, and we, you know, try and mix in some play action, and he's just kind of a complete quarterback. You know, he can roll out, you know, we do nakeds with him, and he can sit in the pocket, and he can throw the 9 route, he can throw the deep 5 route, so he's just a kind of a complete quarterback.
Tell us a little bit about Mateo Sanoy. I think I'm saying that correctly.
He's, yes.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I didn't realize how many yards this guy's had. He's approaching 2,000 yards rushing this year.
Yes, yeah. Hopefully he'll get a chance to get that. Yeah, he is a very patient runner. He's explosive, but we're a zone-blocking team, and we've been a zone-blocking team for years, and you know, to be a good running back behind a zone-blocking offensive line, you just have to be patient. You can't force. You know, you don't want to hit the hole too fast. You kind of got to give the zone-blocking scheme kind of a chance. And he's mastered the offense in that concept very well. He's been playing for us on a varsity for 3 years, and yeah, it's just really fun to watch him run, you know, behind our big offensive line.
When you talk about the offensive line, we're visiting Rob Gelster, the head football coach at Valley Center. You got one of the best offensive linemen, and you being an former offensive lineman, you got to be pretty excited about what your left tackle, Edward Hill's, been able to accomplish in his high school career. I know last year was the first-team All-CIF-er. I don't see any reason why he won't be on that team once again this year. Talk a little bit about him, where he's at now, and where you could see him going in the future.
Yeah, I mean, Edward Hill is, you know, he was the most valuable player his junior year as an offensive lineman in the Valley League. And I really felt he was our best player on our team because we ran behind him. He was our best pass blocker, and he was just a dominant player. I feel sorry for the guys who have to play on the other side of the ball because he is a dominating blocker, and he will bury you. And he's just a great kid. He's also our ASB vice president, so just a quality individual. As far as him playing at the next level, it's very frustrating for me as a coach to watch someone like Edward not get the attention I think he deserves from the colleges. You know, most of those guys, they want 6'5", 6'6", and Edward's about 6'3". And Edward goes about 300 pounds, and he's very athletic. But he, for whatever reason, those college guys, they want the 6'5 guy. And so we're hoping Edward's going to find a place at, you know, a place like UC Davis or Montana or, you know, a school, a 1AA school like that. But I think he could play at the Division I level. But, again, those guys don't like to take chances on undersized linemen. And I put that in quotes because Edward is a big, powerful man. So a little bit frustrating for him.
You know, that's almost comical. 6'3", 300, and an athletic guy, and schools won't come in and really give him an opportunity or make him an offer. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what they tell me is, you know, we'll take a guy like Edward, but we can only take one guy like that every, you know, 2-3 years. You know, we just can't afford to have, and like I say, they call him undersized. No, it's the arm length and, you know, just the total size. But I'm telling you, he can play, you know. And for me, if I'm an offensive line coach or an offensive coordinator at the college level, I want guys who can play football and can win, and that's Edward.
Well, you want guys that, you know, the one thing, and you know this as well as anybody, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. A lot of times they look at the height, weight, and the athleticism, but they don't look inside that chest muscle and in between the ears.
Yep. No, and Edward is, he's our leader. He's always been our leader on our offensive side of the ball. And, I mean, he's just a total package. You know, he might be missing, like, you know, instead of being 6'5", he's a little over 6'3". So we're going to keep pushing and trying to keep getting film in front of coaches, and then hopefully it'll click for somebody.
Rob Gilster, head football coach, Valley Center, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. Robbie, talk a little bit about your defense and who some of your leaders are on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, we are playing really good football. And, you know, as a head football coach, if you're playing good defense, you have a chance to win any game. And, you know, our defense is pretty much led by our middle linebacker, Sid Weddington, and he was our Valley League Player of the Year this year on the defensive side of the ball. And Sid, you know, he goes about 6'2", and he's about 225, and he plays middle linebacker, and he can run. So, you know, he's just a stalwart guy in the middle. And then on the outside, we have Ben Wieringa, who is a very athletic, tall, long kid, and he's very fast. And then the other inside linebacker is Eddie Imgren. And Eddie goes probably about 6'4", probably about 215, 220. So we got good size and athleticism at our linebackers. That's kind of our strength on our football team. And obviously, I think we got one of the best cornerbacks, defensive backs in the county, and Krishan Gordon, who also plays wide receiver for us. Great athlete, just great ball skills. And, yeah, our defense is playing really well right now.
You know, you're one of the dean of coaches. I mean, you've been around. You were at Orange Glen, worked with Dave Lay, eventually became the head coach, and then you've been up at Valley Center now 21 years. When you look at San Diego football right now, how do you see where we're at right now football-wise in this town? You know, one of the things I guess I'd bring up to you and kind of get your thoughts on it, you know, I've been looking at a lot of these scores this year. I mean, there's a lot of points being scored, and it doesn't seem like there's being a lot of defense being played.
Yeah, you know, I've got a very strong opinion on what's happening there. And, you know, without opening up a bunch of can of worms, I think what's happening in our county is schools are pooling all the talent. And they're recruiting kids, you know, so you're getting schools that not only have their kids in their district, but they're getting kids from other districts. So you're getting these kind of these lopsided scores, and you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't like it. I don't think it's good for high school football. And, you know, we've got some strong programs in San Diego County, but the worrisome thing for me is we're becoming a county with maybe, you know, 8 to 10 really strong programs, and we've got a lot of programs that are being decimated because their kids are going to these, you know, higher profile schools, and we're losing some continuity in our county and in our football program. So that's just my opinion. You know, that's kind of what I've seen over the years happening. And you know, I don't think there's any stopping it now. I think the neighborhood schools are going by the wayside, and I think that's really unfortunate.
You know, I brought up earlier with Jerry Schneep, we're on, you know, I sit in here and, you know, I read the paper every day, and, you know, when we had schools having forfeits this year, that really mm-hmm. concerns me a great deal, because I know the numbers are down nationally, San Diego, they're down, California, they're down with football, and, you know, the virtues that you get out of football are different than any other sport, and I totally get why parents are concerned, I totally understand it, but it's something that the coaches need to continue to be aware of, and they need to continue to promote their program and recruit their junior high kids, as well as recruit athletes on their own campus.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, we meet every year as a North County Conference, and I just warned the younger coaches. I said, guys, don't create this atmosphere where you're the only game in town, because we need opponents, and we need to make our program strong, but we shouldn't be taking from one another. You know, if we all just worked really hard and developed our programs within our communities, I think the game of football in San Diego County would be stronger, and I think more kids would benefit from it. But, you know, the cat's out of the bag there. You have these, you know, these programs. I'm not going to mention any names. I'm not going to open up that can of worms. But they just go out and, you know, whether it's parents or whoever, they recruit kids to leave schools and go to these schools, and they just create the haves and the have-nots. And the have-nots really have a hard time keeping their programs going because their top talent in their, you know, in their communities are leaving to play for these, you know, all-star teams, which I like to call them.
I got a couple other questions for you. What did you think about the early start this year?
I hated it. I didn't hate it. You know, we're playing the semifinals, and we, you know, we're not even at Thanksgiving. So, you know, hopefully the CIF will correct that. I mean, we had to give up our summers. John, I had kids, and this is no joke, I had kids on my varsity football team taking vacations during my football season because their parents said, we're taking them. This is the only time we have vacation, and we got to go. And it was the weirdest thing, and I had no answer for it, you know. So I think we need to get back to pushing football back, you know, to later and in August. I just don't think it's good for kids, and I don't think it's good for our programs.
What about the numbers in your program? You know, some schools have definitely felt, you know, some don't have freshman programs right now because they don't have enough of kids, and they're having to move kids up from, you know, not playing freshman ball. They got to go play JV ball, and, you know, some kids, maybe it's their first opportunity, and it might not be a great experience if they've never put on pads and they're having to go against kids that are older and a little bit more mature. But how are you guys doing as far as numbers in your program, being able to field all your teams?
Yeah, we've been fairly consistent. We've had approximately 35 on our varsity and about 30 to 35 on our JV, and this year we had about 50 kids on our freshman program. So we actually are doing fairly well. We've got to work really hard at it. You know, and like you said earlier, we recruit on our campus. I'm out every day at lunch, you know, talking with the student body and talking with kids and just making connections and promoting our sport and just trying to build relationship with kids. And yeah, I know a lot of people, you know, I have a lot of friends who are coaches that are struggling. And, you know, at Valley Center, you know, football is important in our community. So that's good for us. And we're a one horse town. So I get to go to the junior highs and, you know, be involved there. And we have some coaches that are at the junior high. So we try and really promote our program, you know, year round, and you know, just try and do the best job we can with you know, teaching tackling and blocking as safely as we can, and you know, just try and just create a great atmosphere, you know, in our football program.
Robbie, I'll let you get out of here on this. You're playing against a very talented, very athletic team tomorrow night. Mira Mesa, they come in at 9-2. Chris Thompson's done a great job in his first year back there, actually, as the head coach. When you take a look at them offensively, defensively, special teams-wise, what do you have to do to be successful against them tomorrow night?
Yeah, well, like you say, they're very athletic, and, you know, they're just, they run to the football well on defense, offensively. They got, you know, some, you know, the tumbling kid, the quarterback is a great talent, and they're, you know, their tailback, their receivers, you know, they're just very, very explosive. So for us, we just got to play our game. You know, one of the things we try and teach our kids is we can't really determine, you know, what anybody else is going to do. We just got to be really sound in what we do. And I think our kids believe in our schemes. They believe in the coaching staff, and they believe in one another. So we just got to be Valley Center High School football and play that tough, hard-nosed game that we always play on every Friday night.
Robbie, good luck tomorrow night, and happy Thanksgiving. If the ball bounces your way tomorrow night, I'll see you a week from tomorrow night.
All right, John, thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Great to have you, buddy. Good luck.
Take care. Bye-bye.
There you go. Robbie Gelster, longtime head coach, Valley Center. Some very interesting comments there. And I'm sure, you know, you talk to different head coaches, especially a guy that's been coaching 30 years. He's got a very good perspective of where it was, where it's been, and where it may be going. And everybody definitely has an opinion on the super teams and what's going on in certain programs in high school sports, not only in San Diego, but regionally and nationally as well.